It's time for our Voice of the Valley, and my guest today is Valley City Public Schools Superintendent Josh Johnson. Thanks for joining us again today, Josh.
Thank you, Steve, for having us on today.
Well, let's talk again and repeat about the school district's protocols and plans for reopening.
Steve, we have updated our district reopening plan, and we have now added our school activity and other department plans, including transportation, food service, facilities, and all that has been designed for bringing our students back into our schools on Monday, August 31st, for in-person learning. And let me tell you, Steve, we couldn't be more excited and thrilled to be able to have our students back face-to-face with our teachers and staff in the school. I can't hardly contain the excitement that I have. We've put a tremendous amount of work into developing these plans, and I guess I can't say, if I could take a moment, Steve, and extend the appreciation to so many individuals that worked tirelessly this summer. First of all, the Teresa Will, her staff at City County Health, our other local health partners, Dr. Bohr and Dr. Deagle, and then our emergency teams at the school. But on top of that, Steve, this week our teachers are going to be in 5 days of training, and they have worked and worked and worked to be able to put the plan to in place so that we have the opportunity to be able to bring students back face-to-face. And so a kudos out to all of those individuals, everybody who's been involved from our custodians, cleaning, to administration, and everywhere in between. Just a tremendous amount of appreciation and gratitude in preparation for the first day of school.
Well, I know you've got a serious message to address. It sounds like some people aren't getting the message when somebody is COVID positive and contact tracing, and some of the protocols that you as a school district have to go through. Some aren't getting the message, but it bears repeating, right?
Steve, we, like I said, we're excited for in-person learning, and that is our goal for 172 days of this school year, is to have our students back in our schooling. But what I can say is that if we don't follow the strict guidelines provided to us by the Department of Health, that will not happen. And so what that requires is a lot of cooperation, a lot of partnerships, and a lot related to following the protocols, the procedures that are in place. And so few of those are, if your child is sick, they have to stay home. We are going to continue to repeat that message over and over again. If staff members are not feeling well, they need to stay at home. We need to make sure that if student staff members are identified as close contacts, that you need to follow the quarantine procedures that are in place. One way that this will not happen, which will eventually lead us into a hybrid or a distance learning, is if individuals choose to act selfishly and to not follow those protocols. And so again, we are developing a plan. It is going to be an imperfect plan. We know that. We know that we're going to learn from situations and circumstances that come up, because again, this is ever-changing. It's a very fluid. But our patrons, our community can be assured that we will work and work and work and work with our health departments to make sure that we have protocols in place and we are following them in our school. And so my message out to our parents, our students, our community, is to make sure that we take responsibility for our actions, to make sure that you are helping to allow for the success of this plan, to be able to provide that opportunity for our students to be able to come into our schools and be face-to-face with our teachers, because we know how important relationship is, and we're stressing that more and more this year, Steve.
It sounds like sports practices and sports schedules are going to have to be fluid pending this pandemic and who comes into contact with what, right?
You're absolutely right. And you know, we've had a bump in the road with football. We aren't going to be able to compete in our first football game again, because we have a number of individuals that right now are in quarantine. Mm-hmm. And so they'll be able to be back next week. We'll be able to resume normalcy of the practices with a full roster. But again, we're not going to be able to compete in that first game. We recognize and understand that. That's going to be part of the new norm that schools are now experiencing. And we all, for simplicity reasons, we're all experiencing that as well. And so our kids desperately want the opportunity to be able to compete and to be able to have that experience of activities. And so again, my stress of this, and I appreciate the opportunity to be able to do so, Steve, is to be able to take that personal responsibility that if the Department of Health provides guidelines for you, that you must heed their guidelines and warnings, and make sure that you're doing so not only for yourself and your health, but for the next person and the other individuals that you are in close contact with and around.
Because you as a school district have to follow these guidelines. It's one of those things that you have to do, these protocols.
Absolutely. So, yeah. And Steve, we're going to continue to put communication out there. We thank News Dakota. We thank our local media sources. And again, if any individual in our community has any questions regarding our plan, the guidance that we're following, please let us know. We know that there's more changes coming. Activities is one of those that we're not able to bring everybody into those events and activities. Please support our school district. Please support our administration, our AD, who has put countless hours into this. And again, we're trying to find creative solutions to be able to allow people to still participate and to be able to watch those events and activities, but look for that information as it changes and continues, and let's please all work together. We're better together, stronger, and this school year is going to be a great school year, and just appreciate everybody understanding the challenges that we have and yet the opportunities we all have to be able to thrive in 2021.
Go Highlanders. Thanks again, Josh. Okay.
Thank you, Steve.
Josh Johnson, who is the superintendent of Valley City Public Schools, our guest here on Voice of the Valley.